So a while back, I started using Gwala, which is one of these services, if you don't already know, for posting your location, checking in at different places. And I used it for a long, long time, and I was very happy with it. And then more and more the people I knew started using Foursquare, and I had a look at Foursquare, and Foursquare had some extra features that I liked and a few things, so I swapped over to Foursquare. So I left Gwala behind. And then just recently, I had another look at Gwala because I noticed that a few of my friends seemed to be using that again. And suddenly it had all of these amazing features that I was totally unaware of. And so I switched back to Gwala. But how long had I been carrying on with Foursquare? And how long, more importantly, had I been dismissing Gwala as an inferior product when actually, in my opinion, for me, it's now passed Foursquare? It's interesting, isn't it? And I think that there's a lesson to be learned from this for our own websites. That although I encourage people, and it is generally accepted that it's a good thing to do, is to release early and get stuff out there and see how real users react to it. You do have to bear in the back of your mind that if they've seen your site once and made a conclusion, made a decision about it, then what's going to make them return? What's going to make them come back and see if you've improved it at a future point? So we need to look for ways of keeping a dialogue going with people, even when they've stopped actively using our product, in an attempt to get them to come back and try it again once we've improved it. Also, we need to make that very fine line decision of when do we release? When do we shout about our website? When do we think it's good enough to be able to hook people? So some interesting decisions. And spend a bit of time thinking about how you're going to keep that relationship going. Are you encouraging people to sign up for a newsletter so you can let them know about new features? What about using Twitter or Facebook or other methods? You need to have a way of communicating that your product has grown since the last time they've seen it and that it's worth another look. So there you go. There's just a few thoughts that sprang to mind from the Gwala versus Foursquare, particularly important if you're working in a competitive market.